Hey, I always appreciate your aura. It's just amazing to see how you're so serious about really trying to take these things to heart. So the way I think that is the best to digest a Gemara like this, as well as many other passages, is the Gemara on the one hand, Hashem is an Avarachamim, and regardless of what we do, if a person's just trying their best, as many as you say, we're living in a different generation. It's so difficult in so many ways, and it's such a high bar. If you look at many Gemaras, the many different things that they used to do and live up to, we're so far from that level. So we have that on the one side of the coin. On the other side, that we also have in the other pocket, is that we try our best to aim in this direction. That's what we're doing. Not that we're going to be on the same level as these Tanaim and Amoraim in the Gemara, but what we can do is aim in this direction. So if we don't even mention that we're aiming to get to a place where we want to get rid of fear, then there's nothing to aim for. Why would we then we can just we think it's a mitzvah to fear. Something happens, we think it's a big mitzvah to fear. No, we have to know what's the right direction. The right direction is we've got to aim in a direction that to do things that get rid of the fear. Everyone in their own way, a little bit more each day to move in that direction. Again, once I've done that, and then I automatically feel fear because something's happening. I don't now think, oh yeah, I'm a terrible person. I'm doing a terrible sin. I'm just a human being. I'm trying my best in our generation, etc. Whilst at the same time, just to know where we should be aiming. That's what a Gemara like this should do for us.